Mary Fagan's mother to be spared at trial. Atlanta, Georgian, August 10, 1913. A spectator at the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of little Mary Fagan remarked, "I wonder what the mother of the little girl who was so brutally killed thinks of all this." Mrs. J.W. Coleman, the mother, was the first witness called at the beginning of the case, now 2 weeks gone. She was dressed in deep black with a heavy veil about her face. As she pulled back the veil to speak to the jury, the expression was calm without a sign of bitterness, and she answered in even tones. When the solicitor opened a little suitcase and placed before her the clothes of her little girl, there was a stifled cry. Those who looked saw a face covered with a handkerchief. That was enough. Solicitor Dorsey put no more questions. For 10 days, the grind of the court went on. The mother was forgotten for more immediate things. Friday, she was recalled in the midst of expert testimony on the effect of digestion on cabbage. She came and indifferently told how she had cooked the cabbage that made the last meal of little Mary Fagan. Then she said, "Mr. Dorsey, will you need me anymore? I'm so tired. I want to go." He told her she could go, and it is very probable she will not appear at this trial again.